Welcome to the Awaken Therapist podcast, where we explore a holistic and transpersonal approach to therapy. In season three, you'll hear live demos, expert teachings, and dynamic interviews to inspire you to awaken transformation in yourself, your clients, and the world. I'm your host, Harmony Quiker. As a psychotherapist, author, and visiting instructor at Naropa University, I created this podcast to empower you to unlock the magic of psychotherapy. To learn about our trainings, community, and resources, check us out at awakentherapist.com. In this episode, I offer a demo session with a volunteer who's learning to stay connected to herself and to trust herself in the presence of others. Together, we track how early survival strategies like disassociation and rage were shaped by trauma and still live in the attachment system. As we slow down, she begins to feel the self-doubt that lingers just beneath the surface. Through gentle somatic awareness and presence, her inner authority begins to emerge. She touches into the longing to be fully herself and still be met by others, and to not abandon herself in order to belong. Midway through the session, we engage in a two-chair gestalt experiment. I invite her into a dialogue between the part of herself that disappears and the part that rages when others don't attune. This exploration becomes a doorway to self-compassion, integration, and the fertile void, a space where old identities dissolve and new possibilities begin to take shape. This session invites us into the nuance of relational healing, where being seen accurately becomes a reparative experience and reclaiming the self becomes an act of trust. Not just in others, but in our own inner knowing. To hear the full unedited experiment, join us on Patreon. Now let's begin. How would you like to use this time?
It's been a big part of my practice over the years. To be able to listen to, like, tune into my internal world more. But more recently, I'm wanting to shift that. Like, I want to be able to trust that I have that connection to myself, even when my gaze is out. That doesn't get lost. And yeah, been playing with that recently.
Yeah, and I see your eyes are open now. What do you notice?
It's challenging to stay connected. I kind of, like, get into taking in information or anticipating like how I should or need to show up depending on who is in front of me or what is happening. Yeah, breath is a little tighter now.
Yeah, just noticing that. Yeah, like anticipation of how I should show up depending on who I'm talking with, who's in front of me. What do you notice in your body?
I felt a wave of sadness as you said that.
Yeah, just making room for that sadness. See your fingers on your jaw. What do you notice there?
Some tightness. Yeah, kind of wanting to give myself a little bit of love and grace here.
Beautiful. Yeah. Really receiving the love that you're offering yourself, like letting yourself receive. Yeah, if your jaw had a voice, what would it say?
Keep yourself together.
Yeah. Keep yourself together. Your jaw know you hear it. You hear what it's holding. It's trying to keep you together.
I close my eyes again to be with the jaw. And there's an interesting line between, like, yes, it supports me in being in contact with that. But at the same time, it also kind of disconnects myself from the moment. I imagine it's like supporting me in regulation. Like, okay, just leave for a little bit. Come back when you're more able to.
What do you notice when you say that?
I feel sadness. Because I don't want, like, being connected to myself to be a compromise or like in sacrifice of being in connection with others. I would like for both.
You'd like to be able to stay connected with yourself as you connect with your environment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you notice in your shoulders?
I think it's doing the job now and holding me together.
Yeah, just holding you together, just noticing that. Yeah. Holding you together. When I said it that time, I started imagining a fear of falling apart. What do you notice when I say that?
Hearing you say that, I want to like let myself fall apart. Yeah, there's this story of like there's a right time to be emotional or to open up or be vulnerable, and not yet, right? And I know like that's right there, like I can tap into it at any moment and just like fully open up the floodgates of that sadness, that grief, that like, ugh, it's been so hard to experience life in this way.
What do you notice now?
There was a moment of like, it's okay, are you okay? which I know that you are, like, trust you. And yet there's still that kind of like, they check out, like, check, like, tune out, right? That was a big wave, and make sure that it's landing well and that it's contained.
Are other people okay with me being as I am?
Oh, yep. And the big one.
Yeah. What do you notice in your heart right now?
It's like that energy in the heart space is kind of coming a little down, expanding, becoming larger. I think it's communicating that, yeah, it's okay to be here. It's okay to be me.
Yeah, I'm okay to be here. I'm okay to be me. What do you notice when you say that?
There's some relief. Like, okay, I feel more here. I don't feel that pull to like close my eyes and regulate as much. Oh, there's also like a time, you know, that sadness is always there in the background. I had to create all these strategies to attune to my environment.
Yeah. It sounds like there's some appreciation for the strategy right now, the way that it served you. Yeah, the grief is always there, I heard you say. When am I okay to actually access what I'm feeling? What do you notice now?
I had that flash again of like, okay, were we okay? okay, are you there?
Yeah, did we lose connection when I said,
Yeah.
yeah, just noticing that. Yeah, let yourself feel that. It's making room for the emotion, that wave to move through you. Yeah, and with your eyes still closed, if it's okay with you, I just want to reflect this pattern that I'm seeing. Is that okay? I think I see, am I okay to be me? If I'm me, or if I'm connected to me, do I lose connection to you? What do you notice when I say that?
I wasn't aware of it before, but this like tightness, this like dense energy at the bottom of my throat. And as you said that, it like came up and out through my mouth.
Yeah, you can feel free to make a tone if you want, just staying with yourself and your breath. Yep, keep letting that move. What do you notice?
Yeah, tuning into this like yearning to trust myself. And in many ways I do. And yet when any relationship or situation like mimics attachment, right? Like authority, you know, more romantic partnership. Whenever attachment is there, I think that's where I move myself when I'm like actually vulnerable.
Just staying with yourself as you see that more clearly. Yeah, moments of vulnerability with your attachment system. It's where you notice this tendency to lose yourself. Yeah, what do you notice?
Over it, like I get it, right? I get where it comes from. I've done the work, I have the narrative, it makes sense. So, why am I so quick to lose myself? So
Yeah. Just let yourself feel that. Why am I so quick to lose myself?
brushing over me like a wave.
And what do you notice in your belly?
Yeah, there's a bit of constriction there, like in my midline.
Yeah, just noticing that, bringing more awareness to the constriction without trying to change it. Just noticing the way your body holds this. Why am I so quick to leave myself? Yeah, and I hear in so many ways you trust yourself. You know the pattern, you know the narrative, and you're done with this. What do you notice when I reflect that?
It's like trickling in my system. I know that I'm integrating the awareness, and yeah, more insight comes with like, yeah, because tuning into that, like acknowledging it, usually the impulse, right, the sequence is like collapsed.
Yeah, and I think I'm hearing this more clearly now as I want to stay connected to my inner authority. What do you notice when I say that?
Yeah, that lands.
Yeah, and what do you notice in your body?
My chest like opens up.
Yeah.
I want to stay connected to my inner authority.
What do you notice?
My posture shifted a little to match it, and like my spine is more correct, and have both my feet on the ground now and my hands on my thighs, like wanting to believe it, to embody it. And little voices of disbelief simultaneously of like, yes, I want, yes, you want to, but what is your capacity to do that?
Yeah, I just noticed that, yeah. Just welcoming all of that.
So being here with my inner authority, I want to do all the work for myself. And then there was also this yearning at the same time of like, oh yeah, I'm doing it. But there was also that yearning of like, wait, I also want to allow myself to be supported and guided and held.
I think I'm seeing a polarity of this either or of I should be something. For you, I need you to be something for me. What do you notice when I say that?
Yeah, a lot moved through my midline as you say that.
Your breath seems full right now. What do you notice about yourself?
Yeah, there's movement in my spine.
And there's still a little congestion in your throat.
Yeah.
I'm just noticing that. Just keep opening to yourself there.
Yeah, I'm like noticing all the patterns like in front of me. I'm not sure if I can trust myself here. I wonder if I can trust you and, not you as the person, but just like whoever is on the other side of my vulnerability. And then coming back and forth between that and then almost this impulse to test, like, wait, can I trust you? Like what, how, where are the boundaries here? Ugh.
Yeah, and when I hear that, what I hear is that other people hold the boundary.
Oh.
I see your head in your hands. Just let yourself feel, yeah, feel that.
Shame there.
Yeah, where it's harder to see. Some shame. Yeah, with your eyes open, what do you notice?
Think I'm seeing you more clearly now? And having this reference point of where my inner authority lives. And yeah, moving past that. Oh, you saw me, like you saw what was there, and you're still here. Like, oh, okay, so I can drop all that.
And what do you notice in your solar plexus right now?
There's that constriction is there.
Yeah. I'm wondering if you're open to trying something.
Would love to.
Yeah, I want to offer a two-chair experiment. If you found this episode meaningful and want to hear the full conversation, you can access the entire episode by joining us on Patreon. Your support helps make this work possible and allows us to continue offering deep experiential content like this. As a member, you'll also get access to extended sessions, discounts on trainings, and behind-the-scenes discussions on the therapeutic process. To join the community and learn more about our trainings, visit us at awakentherapist.com or click the link in the show notes. Thanks for listening.